Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I'm your radio pastor of the day. I'd like to share a couple of passages of scripture from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament regarding our King, Jesus, who is the fulfillment of the Son of David, first applied to King Solomon in Zion, who is the bridegroom of the church, which in the New Testament is often referred to as Zion, the spiritual Zion of God, the presence of God, and in Hebrews chapter 12, referred to as the heavenly Jerusalem. Psalm 72 goes like this: Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound, until the moon is no more. And of course, Jesus perfectly fulfills this benediction. The glory of Zion is spoken of in Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah says, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. And the writer to Hebrews in chapter 12 says, We have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. We have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. We have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant. And as we come into this new year, may the blessings given in Psalm 72 be upon our Lord Jesus Christ. And may those blessings attract people to come and gather where God is in the new Jerusalem that is being built all over this world when one soul after another comes to believe the gospel. And may we see peace. And may we see righteousness and flourish. And may we see great growth of light in this time of darkness in our world. May this be a new year of light and blessing to all. This has been Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I have been your radio pastor of the day.